Huh?
What were you doing on your phone?
Please explain to us what you're doing on your phone.
I'm making my speech, supposedly, but it doesn't run that way. I mean, I'm just making my speech to mention the people who are need to mention and to give, you know, to thank them. But it never did that way because this is different press conference.
You've been in this situation so many times before, unlike your opponents. Is there anything different? Are you feeling the nerves a little bit more this time around, perhaps for any reason?
Oh, this is different. People are very friendly, nice, very hospitable, and this is different because it's my first time here in Estonia to fight.
Are you really taking the fight seriously?
Yeah. We work hard for this fight. Freddy Roach knows that.
Freddy Roach says that he thinks the fight's going to end early. What about yourself? What do you see it going?
Well, I did my job. I did my hard work in training in the gym, and my team knows that. So we'll see on Sunday.
Are you worried Jeff Horn might knock you out?
I'm not worried about that because I experienced that already. So my God is bigger than us.
Have you been studying that Marquez punch? Do you think that could help them, or is that too far in the past?
If he's basing on Marquez's fight, it's good for me.
What do you say to him in a face-off?
Huh?
Did you say anything to him in the face-off just then?
No.
What's it like coming up against a guy humble like yourself who doesn't get into trash talk?
Well, we're both professional. I mean, we know how to respect each other. And that's, I like that. Which is, that's the way. And you give a good show to the people, entertain people, and that's the right thing to do.
Do you have a lot of respect for Jeff?
Of course. I respect him a lot.
Have you enjoyed training in Brisbane with your early morning runs in the Brisbane Gardens? Have you enjoyed Australia so far?
Definitely. I'm so enjoyed with running with the Australian guy and other boxers run with me in the every morning. So, and the weather is nice, very nice. Not too cold, not too hot.
Can you want to prep for this training for this game? Are you thinking of Philippine politics or something in Philippine
politics? No, I'm not thinking Philippine politics. We're off in the scene. All fighting in the daytime, it's okay. That's better for me than fighting at night.
Manny, you have said you know what he is feeling because this is his first world title. What were you feeling before your first world title shot?
My feeling excited and motivated when I was in early 20s to challenge the champion. I'm so motivated. That's why I don't want to underestimate him. I work hard. We discipline. In this training camp, we did sparring more than 150 rounds. So,
should you lose on Sunday, will it be the final retirement?
I'm not thinking negative. I always think positive.
At any point in your training leading up to this fight, have you ever felt old?
No. In fact, my trainer, Freddy and Justin, my staff just they stopped me to work hard. They're the one who stopping me in training because I want to continue more rounds and make more extra rounds in training.
You stopped wanting to actually hurt people in the ring. Has that changed you? Is that the difference? You know, wanting to get that knockout? Is that something you
wanted to do? And what?
So you didn't want to knock people out? where you are.
I will not predict this fight, but I'll do my best. We have a good plan for in technique for this fight.
Last message for your opponent, for Japan.
Well, best of luck of us, both of us, and may God bless us, not only me and Jeff, but also the undercards who are going to fight on that night. Nothing will happen, nothing will be in danger, or the Lord will protect us. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online, at mobile.